This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed action by the Senate on the Senate as one that would show America can do big things. He's referring to the Senate vote to begin work on a $1 trillion national infrastructure bill. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
On this vote, the yeas are 67, the nays are 32.
After months of private talks among a bipartisan group of senators, the Senate finally voted Wednesday night to begin work on a nearly $1 trillion national infrastructure plan. Members of the negotiating group expressed joy and optimism.
This will be the greatest investment in infrastructure in all of our lifetimes.
This is truly a night to celebrate.
Infrastructure is about bringing America together.
But hard work lies ahead, and the fate of the deal is far from certain, in part because President Joe Biden and Democrats are also working on a separate, broader $3.5 trillion package that's being considered under budget rules. That maneuver would allow Vice President Kamala Harris to cast the deciding vote in event of a tie in the 50-50 Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris will soon travel to Vietnam, the country's president said Thursday. He said he looked forward to Harris's upcoming visit as he met with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in the presidential palace without providing further details. U.S. officials traveling with Austin did not confirm the visit and referred VOA to the White House. Austin, the first Biden administration cabinet official to visit Vietnam, arrived in the midst of the crippling COVID-19 pandemic and just days after the U.S. shipped 3 million doses of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to Vietnam. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the U.S. completes its military withdrawal from the